The Cape Breton Regional Municipality is working to address issues with regular garbage pickup after a number of errors caused delayed and missed pickups at the end of last week. The issue began on Thursday when many CBRM residents who had scheduled pickups did not see the garbage truck that day. On Friday, some residents received pickups throughout the day, while others did not receive any pickup at all. As complaints and questions mounted, a CBRM spokesperson explained that human resource issues related to sick and vacation time, as well as mechanical issues with trucks, caused the lapse in the service, and shortly thereafter, the CBRM announced they would be removing recently instituted tipping fees at the Spar Waste Management site in Sydney for the foreseeable future, with a two-week notice being sent out when they will be reinstated. In April, the CBRM took on all garbage operations from private contractors. While regular pickup service largely remained the same, the CBRM announced new equipment had been purchased, the annual heavy garbage pickup would be exchanged with a call-to-haul program, and there would be tipping fees at two residential waste management sites. With the onus now on the CBRM to collect garbage, many residents directed their outrage at the late and missed pickups at their local councillors. Many councillors responded by saying they would address the program or apologizing for not asking more questions when the change in garbage pickups came before council. One councillor took it upon herself to pick up garbage from her residents. Earlier this week, I spoke with District 12 Councillor Kim Shepherd-Campbell, who spoke about what she'd been doing to help with the problem and accepted responsibility for what had taken place.
Today, I just dropped off 15 bags. Just 5 or 6 people, yeah. And the reason I did it, like, I know some people probably think I'm crazy for doing it, but we as counselors have to take some, fault in this too. The way I looked at it, we didn't ask enough questions. We didn't, like, it's a lesson learned, let me tell you that. We should have asked for more information before agreeing with it, but they bring a nice deal to the table for us, telling us we're going to hire, you know, some unionized workers, which is always good, and we're going to save all this money. And we could put that to other things, but I don't believe none of that to be true now.
She spoke about what she'd heard from her residents.
People are angry. They're very angry. They're saying, you know, we pay a lot of taxes around here for the services we get. One thing we could count on before was consistency in garbage. Now that's gone too, like everything else. That's what they're saying.
On Wednesday, the CBRM held an emergency council meeting to find out more about the issues with garbage pickup and what solutions were being discussed. At the virtual meeting, CAO Dimitri Katchafanis spoke about where staff were addressing the issue.
We recognize through council and staff that there are ongoing challenges with solid waste. It's been a hard few weeks, I think, for everybody. We're working to understand the causes and adjust as necessary to give residents the standard of service they expect and deserve. We recognize the disruption to the general public, and we're actively working on both the long-term solution and interim measures, basically just to get the garbage picked up regularly till we adjust long-term. But we're going to be implementing some interim measures to get that done quickly.
Councillors then shared their opinions and experiences dealing with the issue. Many had the same experience as Councillor Shepherd-Campbell, with numerous complaints from residents and a feeling that due diligence had not been done when they agreed to take on garbage operations. District 4 Councillor Steve Gillespie addressed where the CBRM is with garbage pickup 3 months into taking on operations.
We had growing pains with this. I fully expected growing pains, and I fully expect them to last more than 3 months. But we are 3 months into this, and for the county councillors, I can say, because I've spoken to them, this is getting worse, not better. So all of a sudden now, last week and the week before, there were issues in the towns and the city. Well, now we have an emergency meeting. So all of a sudden now, garbage is now a bigger issue. I understand there's going to be these types of concerns, but to not have trucks go back out and correct their mistakes and expect people to hold on to their garbage, or to not have the communication out there for everybody to get, it's frustrating for me, because we looked at this opportunity to not have a tax increase. As Councillor McMullen had indicated, this was not to save money, but to not have an increase in our taxes because of the way the contractors were bidding. Understandably, how organized was this when it first went over? We're having trucks break down. I understand these are new trucks. Why are they breaking down? We're having issues that we don't have enough people to cover vacations. Did HR and the director not realize people were going to take vacations in the months of June, July, and August? Of course they were. We're going to have an issue when it comes to the amount of work that has to go into this. I'm willing to give it more time, but I'd like to know what the communication strategy is going to be between counselors and the director and the manager in 311, because right now there is none. And that's what frustrates me the most. I like that answer. Thank you.
District 11 Councilor Darren O'Quinn asked Katchafanis if he could guarantee what happened last week wouldn't happen again.
You guarantee me and Kim and other councilors that what happened last Friday with the garbage collection not being picked up at all and being told to take it in for another week will never happen again? Can you make that guarantee to me today that that will never happen again?
I can't make any guarantees. I'm going to tell you that we're going to try our level best to make sure that doesn't happen again. Can I make a 100% guarantee? If every truck blew up and every person called off sick, I don't know. But like my direction to the solid waste department was that Friday should not happen and we will not have that happen again. Can I 100% guarantee it? No, but that is what we're going to strive for.
It's not really what I wanted to hear, but I appreciate your honesty, and I really think you should do everything you can do in your power to make sure this never happens again. I like that guarantee from you. You would guarantee me.
I can guarantee you that
this never happens again.
I can guarantee you that we will do everything in our power to make sure that doesn't happen again.
The meeting ended with Katchafanis saying CBRM staff would spend the next 3 weeks developing a plan to address the issues with regular garbage pickup, using budgetary funds to help fill the gaps. Part of the plan will be working with private contractors in the interim to help fill the gaps. The new plan will be presented to council on July 30th. After the meeting, CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark took questions from media outside the Civic Center in Sydney. He spoke more about what will be taking place over the next 3 weeks.
We're going to have 3 weeks to bring forward the comprehensive strategy and plan that will be put in place. In the meantime, we'll be having mitigating activities happening. And if that means bringing in contractors to help support municipal operations, that's what the CAO is going to do. The CAO is in a meeting now, has left the council meeting to meet with our public works officials and finance officials to immediately follow up and to make sure we have stability of operations in the interim. But council meeting on the 30th of July will deal with all of the financial data, the operational plans, and a go-forward strategy.
He spoke to the issues that have taken place over the last 3 months.
With any system and you're dealing with onboarding new employees, there can be operational concerns. And some of the challenges have not just been from an employee point of view and some scheduling issues. There's been vehicles breaking down and other operational impacts. So we have to take all of those things into consideration. But it's not to dismiss the impact of someone not having collection done. The frustration about that. And the unfortunate part, when you talk about 90 days in, we're at the height of the hottest time of year. So people worry more about garbage festering and the like, and I share that concern, and that's why I called the emergency meeting, that this was something the public needed to know was not going to be left unattended to another meeting 3 weeks from now, that the CAO is acting on this, doing what is within his authority, and that is to address this issue, deploy resources where necessary, and get stability in place, and then staff to bring back a comprehensive report and plan that includes financials for council.
One thing Clark said they would not consider is separating the roles of waste and public works manager, which are both held by John Phelan. He says Phelan has a senior manager responsible for waste management, and they need to respond better to these operational challenges. Shepherd Campbell spoke with me again after the meeting to share her feelings on how it went.
Well, I thought going into the meeting that we were going to have more information on what's taking place right now. Instead, we were just told that that it was going to go into the budget to get what we needed to be done, and that was going to be at the CAO's discretion. that's not what I was hoping for. I was hoping that we were going to have more detailed information. So that's the reason why I asked the CAO, as things are forwarding this in the next few days, will you be keeping us aware of what the details are on how we're getting this quick fix to remediate what's been done last week? So I was disappointed in that part.
With staff now working away, many held their breath heading into the latter half of the week as they put their garbage out for pickup. However, at this time, no major issues have been reported with this week's regular garbage pickup. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.